The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Stasis. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, and my engineer and technical advisor, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. We are so lucky to live in California. Let me tell you, I thank my lucky stars every day that I live in this state. Well, today we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and today is actually his birthday, January 15th. And I will be playing some special music with a short excerpt from his speech, I Have a Dream. Well, you know, I know many women out there have been listening, are aware of the Women's March that is happening, and I had several inquiries, so I have some special guests with information and details about times and places when different marches and gatherings are going to be happening. I'm so excited because we were a little concerned about about Santa Rosa, California, and Leslie Graves from the city came forward. She's a woman who does the Wednesday night marches, and she says, I can do it. So we'll be talking about what's going to be happening, I think it's this Saturday, the 20th, downtown Santa Rosa. I also have two wonderful guests that came all the way in from Sonoma just to be here on Women's Spaces. I have with me Amy Gallagher and Angela Ryan, who have driven here, like I said, and they are going to be there organizing a special rally and march in Sonoma. And then on the phone with me, I'm going to be having a woman by the name of, Sophia Andrea, and she's going to be talking about the San Francisco March. They're going to be having a great, great march. And also in the studio, I have my pussycat hat. We also have a beautiful, beautiful booklet that talks about the Women's March last year. I mean, it was just amazing. 5,000 people alone turned out in Santa Rosa. So I'm looking forward to a really good rally in Santa Rosa, Sonoma, San Francisco, Napa, all over Northern California. Well, I'm really sorry last week that the show went by so fast. I want to do special condolences to the Gardner family. You know, I can't believe it a young woman by the name of Erica Gardner, she was Eric Gardner's, I believe it was his sister, she died of a heart attack. She was working very diligently. If you remember, Eric Gardner was the young man who was, died from a chokehold, and he said the whole I can't breathe issue that went on. So special condolences to the Gardner family. I am so sorry that happened. I mean, it's just, how can I say? I mean, what do you say in things like this? I mean, women all over the globe are suffering because of some of the things that are happening with the protests and with poverty and austerity and just many, many things. That's why the Women's March is happening, because as women, we're coming out and we're saying enough is enough. No more wars. Start taking care of our children. Start taking care of us. Let's get more equality. I mean, we're still not being paid at the same level that many men are being paid. So it's a very, very important event, and I'm really excited to have these women to discuss this with me here on Women's Spaces. And again, happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. And I am so excited because at the end of the month, I'm going to have two of the young women who were actually placed in the speech contest, and they're going to read their speeches on Women's Spaces. So it's really, really exciting to me. Also, yesterday, they had the celebration at Santa Rosa High School, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. I got reports that the room was just filled, and how wonderful these young people coming forward and doing their speeches. And a special shout out to our Baptist church here in Sonoma County. I mean, Dr. Reverend Turner, thank you. Thank you for always spearheading this and for helping us to bring this celebration to a fruition. But today is Dr. King's birthday, and it's not the way we do it in Sonoma County. It's called, listen to this, and see what, let me look, get the right thing. It's not a day off, it's a day on. That means people are contributing. They're going down to the Baptist Church, which is 1620 Sonoma Avenue, and you can volunteer. They have all kinds of places that they can put you in. But I think that's so symbolic because Dr. King was a doer. And he believed in community and community coming together. So this is just, it's just absolutely perfect. So thank you to the Baptist Church here in Sonoma County. One last thing, which is a personal thing, special condolences to the Jensen family. That's my daughter's father-in-law, Irv Jensen, passed away. We had a beautiful, beautiful memorial for him yesterday at the Petaluma Golf Club. And I just want to send my condolences out to the family. Irv was one of these people. He was just a sweet guy. You know, I describe him as someone from the 50s. You know, he feels like these, a different kind of man. Let's put it that way. And it was just amazing to celebrate his life. And a special shout out and condolences to his beautiful wife, Joyce Jensen. They were married 59 years. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how people do it. 59 years. That's amazing. Every day, the same person. Well, you know, the times, you know, there's a song Bob Dylan wrote, and it's called "The Times They Are A-Changing." And I'm telling you, folks, the times they are a-changing. And we have to be ready for the change. So it's very important to acknowledge particular people like Dr. Martin Luther King. So today we're celebrating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. His original name, as I had no idea, was Michael King Jr. He was actually born January 15th, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. I will never forget that day. I will never forget that day when I turned on the radio and I heard Robert Kennedy announce that Dr. King had been shot. I was like, what? I mean, he was such a hero to so many of us. I mean, the idea of all of a sudden he brought for me as a Caucasian woman, he brought me an awareness of what was happening with our African-American citizens, and it changed my life. It changed my life listening to his speeches. And you know, one time it was really funny. They had there was a horrible thing. It was called the Watts Riot. And what happened is there was a disruption. There was some violence going on in Watts here in Los Angeles, and the whole community just broke out. Well, I'll never forget, over the air, they were talking about the children needed milk. And I thought to myself, the children needed milk. And that was the first time I even thought of children being in war zones, needing food, needing help. And then all of a sudden, listening to Dr. King and listening to his message of coming together, of community, he talked about, he wanted all people. I remember one part of his speech I'll never forget, when he said he wants white people, black people, Native American people, all people to come together as one, as God's children. You know, we are inhabitants of the earth. This is our mother. We all share this planet. You know, and that was the message that I got from him. So I just thought, I mean, he just was an amazing man, an amazing man. So what I'm going to do, like I said, today is Martin Luther King Day, is a day on, not off. That means they're having a special work day. And I'm going to play some special music. I found this, you know, one of the challenges that I have with Women's Spaces is, because it's dedicated to ordinary women doing extraordinary things, my whole focus is bringing women to the forefront. So my biggest challenge is, hey, finding music that is done by women. And I found a great, great song called Martin Luther King by a woman by the name of Lori Nebo. And you know, we all have a dream. You know, I was thinking about that last night as I was scripting the show. I says, what's your dream, Elaine? You know, what are you hoping for? Here we are, 2018. I'm 2 years from 80. Ooh, how did I make it this long? What is the dream? What is the dream that I have? Well, I'll tell you the dream that I have, and that is that we do come together as a people, and that we recognize that we live on a planet. And the planet is called our Mother Earth, and we have to learn to share and to be together. and that the great spirit, the great mystery, whoever it is, you know, when you look, you know, look in the flowers, there are so many colors. I mean, in my backyard, I've got yellow, I've got green, I've got blue, I've got pink, I've got every color you can possibly think of. Well, that's how I think about the humans in this planet. We're all just one big ray of different color flowers. And if we start looking at it that way, maybe Dr. King's dream can come true. So let's go ahead and listen to Martin Luther King by Lori Nabo. And when I come back, I'm going to be talking with Amy Gallagher and Angela Ryan from Sonoma. And we're going to be the first people talking about the Women's March that's happening in Sonoma. So here we go. Martin Luther King, sung by Lori Nabo. It woke me up better than coffee. And I want to say, I forgot to announce one thing. The theme this year for the Martin Luther King birthday celebration is Get Up, Stand Up, Building a Beloved Community Together. And that's what we're going to talk about with the Women's March. Well, for you folks joining us, you are listening to KBBS 89.1 Calistoga, Santa Rosa. And I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest here in the studio with me, Angela Ryan and Amy Gallagher. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I mean, you came all the way from Sonoma. Beautiful drive, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're so lucky to live in California. Well, before we start, I'd like to tell my listeners a little bit about you. Is that okay? Well, let's start with you, Angela. Angela was born and raised in Sonoma County, and what I love about these two women, they're both mothers. You know, I mean, it's perfect. It's just perfect. You know, she holds, Angela was born and raised in Sonoma. She holds a doctorate in American history from Ohio State. Oh, how impressive. And is the executive director of the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum. So you must know Faith Ross.
I do. I love her.
I know. A shout out to Faith Ross, who does wonderful displays
coming up on Black History Month.
Yes, wonderful. This never cost me. This is wonderful. She lives in Glen Ellen with her husband and two children, a daughter who attends Flowery Elementary, and a 9-month-old son. She volunteers with nonprofits, is on the board of directors for Impact 100 Sonoma. What's Impact 100 Sonoma?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. Impact 100 Sonoma is a women's giving group, so we use the collective impact of women's charitable donations, make huge grants each year. We do it every year. And so it's a way to empower women in philanthropy and to make impact on nonprofit organizations in our community. And so we're coming up on our 10th anniversary next year.
Oh, well, wonderful. Just these little tidbits. You know, what I do, folks, just to let folks know, is that when people come in or doing an interview, I ask them to give me a short bio so I know a little bit about them, and also 5 questions so I know what their passion is. Well, let's talk about Amy Gallagher. And Amy was my first contact, and she's just been an absolute pleasure to work with. Amy also was born and raised in Sonoma Valley. She has a background in education as a teacher in the Valley for the past 10 years and is currently director of A Preschool. Is that the name of it?
No, it's Valley of the Moon Nursery School.
When I looked at it, she's a trained birth worker in the area as well, and her passion is fighting for productive rights and injustice and working with the LGBT community. She is the mother of 3. Oh, my goodness. Looks like a teenager, folks. The mother of 3 children, and lives with her partner, Kenneth, which we have Ken right here, too, so we have something in common, and she lives in Boys Hot Springs. Well, welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Really wonderful to have you. Well, first, let's start with you, Amy, since you were the one who made the contact. How did you get involved? What is happening? I know here last year we had the big march in Sonoma County, over 5,000. And, by the way, I'm the president for the National Organization for Women, and we had a banner. We couldn't even get through the crowd.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
We really could not get the crowd. So how did you get involved with this, and why do you think it's important? What is important about this whole situation?
Well, I got involved by attending last year. I went to the march. I was proudly marching alongside my dad, who was very politically involved in his day and did a lot of rallying and protesting. So alongside him and my mother, and I brought along my daughter, who was 9 at the time, and it was just such a proud moment for our family to be marching together as a family.
How did the 9-year-old respond? I mean, how are they?
She's been raised very aware to everything going on in our world. I'm very conscious about talking to her about what's going on. So she wanted to be involved, and she wrote her own amazing signs, one that says, "I march for my generation." Oh. It was just such a powerful event, and I was just so proud to be walking alongside her.
9 years old. Mm-hmm. I march for my generation. What a beautiful thought. You know, I mean, it is hers. I mean, it's her future.
Yes.
You know, we're the past. You know, this is the future. I mean, it's just amazing. But such strong young people. But, of course, strong mother, strong daughter, strong father.
Exactly.
All these components are so important.
Yes.
How about you, my friend? How about you, Angela? How did you get involved?
I attended last year also with my daughter, who was 4 at the time, and her sign was the Wonder Woman logo. So, but it was pretty amazing to attend last year and see thousands of people in our little quiet town of Sonoma. And so this year, a group of people, progressive activists, invited Amy and myself to become involved, sort of co-organizing with our friend Sarah, this march this year. And so
Let me ask you a question. You have a four-year-old. Now she's five because the year has passed. Now yours is 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to these marches, as mothers, as women, why do you think it is so important at this time that women are gathering? What is the message we want to give our children?
That we will be heard. That in the masses, we will be heard, and we're not backing down anytime soon. I think that having the younger generations attend that and see how powerful it is to gather women and what we are capable of is so important to this generation.
Yeah, one of the components of our platform is engaging youth, and so that's teens all the way down to the youngest girls who can see the effect of raising women's voices together so that they don't have to be raised in a world where they're not considered to be just as equal and have every right to be at the table with anyone else.
You know, just to give you a little history about myself, I went to Sonoma State during the height of the women's studies in the 70s. Oh, actually, I arrived at Sonoma State in 1973, and I was, to be honest with you, as a woman, I did not know I was so oppressed. I was like, what? You know, I mean, it was a real awakening for me. And what in today, 2018, what the awakening is that all of a sudden we may lose our right to choose. Very important that women get out there and say, oh, what does that say? Oh, protect, oh, right.
Reproductive
rights, so important. And also, we still haven't gotten equal pay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this. And look what happened when Hillary Clinton ran. They made a big deal about pantsuits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that shows, you know, how important it is. So how did you decide? How did they decide all of a sudden in Sonoma? I mean, how did you decided to have this? What did you do? Did you meet? Did a group? Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, I had not heard any movement as of mid-December about any planning for the Women's March. So I went on Sonoma Resilience, which is a Facebook group of a bunch of Sonoma Resistance, a progressive group in Sonoma County. And I said, I haven't heard any movement about the Women's March. I'd love to be involved. How can I help? And before I knew it, I was getting a phone call asking if I'd like to head a committee. And we kind of reached out to a couple different groups and said we wanted to start this. And before we knew it, we had a meeting at a local restaurant, and there was five people in attendance, and we've only grown every meeting. There's a new face that brings a whole new set of skills. So we were very excited to continue to grow all the way up until last week at our meeting, and we have a couple more meets.
Can you believe that first meeting was only few weeks ago?
I can't. It's rapidly all come together, and it's been amazing to see all these different individuals from different groups come together with their different skill sets and make it work and throw this event together. So we're very excited.
And last year's was a small organizing committee as well, and it came together, and so many people just showed up and they pulled it off, and it was amazing. So this year we have a little bit more structure and organization, but we're really trying to keep that same grassroots vibe going so that people can show up and participate to the extent that they want. There will be, you know, a march and some speakers, but other than that, it's...
Let me ask you a question. You know, we have the Me Too that's happening now. You know, it's a whole new element has been brought into the Women's March. I mean, we didn't have this. Last year, it was mainly about choice, about birth control, and about just women gathering together because of the fact that we had so many sexist statements being made during the presidential election. And I think the dissatisfaction of who got elected to president. So, you know, now it's a little bit different. But how do you feel the Me Too has influenced this, and how are you bringing that in?
The Me Too movement is women using their voice collectively to stop accepting silently the things that have been happening for years and years and years. And so what I think last year's Women's March kicked off was a year of emboldening women to use their voices. And so this year we come together and we see the fruits of that movement, and we are vowing to continue and to keep raising and lifting women's voices, and so that they can no longer be silenced, and you don't have entire power structures, you know, coming together to silence them.
Well, you know, I'm just going to remind my listeners, that's a great definition of democracy. People coming together, making decisions, you know, I mean, it's so interesting how people get so frustrated about people marching or protesting when our forefathers gave us the First Amendment. I mean, what thinking? I mean, how did they know that in 2018 we would really be utilizing, or in the 60s, the way we utilized it? So it's really important. Well, ladies, we're coming to the end of the segment. And so tell us a little bit about where people meet, the time, the place, and what they should prepare. Is there any special ideas that you have? Should they wear their pussycat hats if they have them from last year? You know, well, give us some ideas.
Yes, so our event starts at noon at the Sonoma Valley Plaza on Saturday the 20th. There will be speakers. We have a group singing a song, the song I Can't Stay Quiet, that was written for the last year's march. And we will also have lots of tables of different organizations that we have brought together, because that's kind of the point, is to get people involved. So there will be over 15 tables of different organizations. And if you have a table yourself that you're interested in setting up that day, please contact us. We have an email address. It's womensmarchsonomavalley@gmail.com if you're interested in setting up a booth for that day. And we will be marching the perimeter of the plaza the day of, and then come back to the horseshoe to have a couple more speakers at the end.
Well, what's so exciting is it's going to be in beautiful downtown Sonoma.
Yes,
beautiful,
definitely.
Beautiful little place. Well, any last things that you'd like to share with our listening audience? Anything, last things you'd like to say there?
Everybody is welcome. Bring your signs. We had a sign-making party last night, and there will be another one on Tuesday evening at La Luz Center in Sonoma at 5 o'clock. And you're welcome to bring any kind of hat or headgear that you would like, and we just hope that people show up, and we have a nice, positive demonstration that day.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What was your favorite sign so far?
Gosh, there's so many good signs. My favorite sign, I think, is one that said, "I could do this every weekend."
That's great. That's great. Well, I want to thank you so much, Lady Amy Gallagher and Angela Ryan, for coming into Women's Spaces and for being such beautiful, beautiful guests and for coming all the way from Sonoma. And you're going to love the next song. You're going to love the next song before we bring Leslie Graves on from Santa Rosa to talk about the Santa Rosa event. And in our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about San Francisco. What's really interesting, folks, remember, KBBF 89.1 FM, we hit 18 counties. So all you guys out there, just come on down to Sonoma County. We got lots of good things going on for the Women's March. Well, now we're going to play one of my favorite songs, and you mentioned it, that we're not going to give up. So this is called The Battle Hymn of Women, and it's sung by one of my favorite people, Betsy Rose and the Women's Chorus. So listen, it's a 2-minute song. You know, I think, you know, this is so, this song to me, I'm going to put it right out there. It really turns me on. So here we go. Battle Hymn of Women.
My eyes have seen the glory of the flame of women's rage, kept smoldering for centuries, now burning in this age. No longer are we prisoners in that same old gilded cage. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, to speak softly, to be gentle and to smile, expected us to change ourselves with every passing style, said the only work for women was to clean and sweep and file. That's why we're marching on. It is we who've done your cooking, done your cleaning, kept your rules. We gave birth to all your children and we taught them in your schools. We've kept the system running, but we're laying down our tools. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. For women's time has come.
You think think that you can buy us off with crummy wedding rings. You never give us half the profit that our labor brings. Our anger eats into us. We no longer bow to kings.
That's why we're marching on. We have broken through our shackles. Now we sing a battle song. We march for liberation and we're many millions strong. We'll build a new society. We've waited much too long. That's why we're marching on. Move on over our
Yes, women's time has come. Oh, I just love that. Anyway, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and my name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And we're going to have to switch things a little bit because I'm really excited. We have San Francisco on the line. Are you there?
I am here. That was a beautiful song. Loved it.
Oh, good. Well, I want to introduce you. This is Sophia Andre, right? How do you pronounce your last name, Sophia?
Andari, that was pretty close.
Okay. And she's the co-leader of the Women's March in San Francisco, and she's been involved since November 2016. She led the community engagement for the 2017 March and took over leadership as we moved from March to a movement of Lebanese Americans. Sophia works as a senior analyst for Levi Strauss. Oh, my goodness. You get free jeans?
Pretty close, yeah.
Well, welcome.
I definitely have a lot of genes, let's put it that way.
Well, welcome, Sophia. Welcome to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for taking the time. Is there anything you'd like to add about yourself other than what I mentioned?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate that you have me on the show. I've been listening to the show. It's pretty amazing. Nothing additional to add about myself. I would love to talk about Women's March San Francisco.
What's the focus going to be this year?
So this year we wanted to do a little switch to make it a little bit more about action. So last year, I'm sure you know and a lot of your listeners know, there was so much hopelessness. I think there was so much anger, frustration, and people really not knowing what do I do. So last year it was just more about mobilizing, getting out there, and making sure that everybody's, ensuring that their voice is being heard. So that was kind of the call last year. For this year, we want to be a little bit more specific because we can't just continue, I'm all for rallies and marches, right? Absolutely. But we also need to have actions that happen after those and people make commitments to make sure that they're doing those actions. So this year, we called it Hear Our Vote. And the idea is we're kind of surrounding around like five actions. One of them being register to vote. Everybody that can register should register to vote. It's a very important, it's very important to vote regardless of what state you're in, what city you're in. A lot of times people say, oh, but, the votes always go this way anyway. That's not always true. We saw that in 2007.
Right, with one person won by one vote.
Exactly. That was insane, right? People always say, oh, one vote won't make a difference. Yes, it does.
Well,
register to... Sorry.
Let me just say one thing before we go any further. When I saw Hear Our Vote, I also hear our voice. So I want to introduce you to the three women that are in our studio with me right now. Over here on my right is Angela Ryan, and then I have Amy Gallagher. They're from Sonoma. They're doing the Sonoma March. Say hi to.
Oh, awesome.
Hi. How are you?
And then I have. Are we on my? Yes, I have a very important person in Santa Rosa who organizes our Wednesday night market here, Leslie Graves. Leslie, welcome, and just say hi to Sophia. So I just want all you folks to kind of come together on the air. I mean, here you are, Sonoma, San Francisco, Santa Rosa. I mean, it can't get any better.
Right. Sophia, we'll have to see you up in Santa Rosa sometime.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
So give us some idea. I agree with you 1,000%, you know, that one of the things that is so important, people don't realize, voting local is actually more important than voting for the president when you start thinking
Absolutely.
About it. Because it's the local people that take care of us. Well, tell us who are going to be some of your speakers.
So some of our speakers are going to be, I'm pulling up the list right now. So we have Aimee Allison, who's president of Democracy in Color. And this is an organization that focuses on race, politics. So we want to make sure that we have a lot more women of color running for politics as well. It's not just about voting, it's about running as well, so that our voices are heard at all tables and all decisions we're involved in, right?
Well, you know, Sophia, at the end of the month, I'm going to be doing an interview with somebody from Emily's List.
And
what I found out that there are actually over 15,000 women running for office across the United States.
Oh, absolutely. It blew up, right? Like last year it was incredible how many women actually registered and started doing the process of, okay, well, how do I run for office? Because a lot of times people are like, it's such a scary thought. Like, how do you do it? How do you get educated? That's one of the things that we want to do for Women's March San Francisco is, you know, we're saying register, we're saying vote, we're saying, you know, vote for women and progressive allies. We are saying run for office, and then organize locally as well to make sure that the people that we are electing are people that stand for our values, and that from that point, we hold them accountable. It's not just about voting for them. Well, what are they doing after they're in office? Are we holding them accountable? So that's amazing. And I love Emily's List. And there's also Ignite, which is for the younger. It's for the youth. That's an amazing organization. I would highly suggest that you have somebody from that organization on, because it's important to start young as well, right? You can start. So yesterday we had a youth poster making. And, you know, I went to go speak to them and thank them for being there. And one of the things was, you are the future. So start getting involved in your high schools, and especially start getting involved, you know, in politics. Not necessarily just running for politics, but just making sure that your voices are being heard. That's a very important thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting, you know, that the women are coming out. And we were talking to the guest before, and they had children and brought their 4-year-old and brought a 9-year-old. And it was amazing. Why don't you tell the poster that your 9-year-old made?
She held a poster last year that said, "I march for my generation." My dad actually at his house has this amazing picture blown up of her, and she's holding that, and it's just a picture of her from behind. And there's two rainbow flags blowing in the wind next to her, and it's just the most amazing, powerful shot.
That is amazing.
Well, I love that.
Well, you know, Sophia, we're coming to the end of the segment. It comes up really quick. You know, when I talked to Martha, I said, Martha, I only have so much time, and I'm really excited that you're able to do this. There's two last questions I have. Any way that people need to prepare for the march, and where are you gathering? Where can they meet you?
I think to prepare, check the weather. I've been checking it every day. So we knew last year we had some rain. Not some rain. We had a lot of rain. So please check the weather. You know, if it is raining, we're asking as many people try to bring ponchos instead of umbrellas, just because it makes it easier, because we get poked when we're running around volunteering. You know, stay hydrated, bring water, bring snacks, wear layers, be comfortable. You know, we're going to have porta potties and everything. So when you see your porta potty, make sure you use it. Don't wait. And we are gathering at 12 o'clock at Civic Center in San Francisco. The rally starts at 12. The rally is going to go on until about 2 o'clock, and then we will start marching at 2 o'clock. It's going to go down Market Street to Embarcadero.
Well, I'm going to just letting my listeners know that I will have all this posted on womenspaces.com. We'll have all the marches,
Perfect.
All the information. Give us a website, Sophia.
You can go to womensmarchbayarea.org. and that one has the information for both San Francisco and San Jose March.
Oh, good. Very good. Any last words or any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Just show up, you know, wherever you are, show up to your local marches. Always support the local leadership and the teams. You know, we're all volunteers. And it's very important because the way we get these marches to happen is by donation. So, and it's actually not cheap to put a rally and march together. I didn't know this last year. And when I got involved last year, I was like, whoa, oh, okay. I didn't even consider we have to pay for that. So please make sure, yeah. Porta potties. Oh yeah, they don't just show up. So please make sure you do support your local Women's March organization. And also keep on resisting. You know, the second we think, oh, everything's okay now, that's not the case. You want to make sure you're always fighting, not just for your rights, but the rights of your community. Just because something doesn't impact you doesn't mean that it's something that you should not be fighting for.
Well, Sophia, I could not have said any better. A special thank you to Sophia Andrea from San Francisco, and wishing you much, much success with this march. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And what I'd like you to do is email me the name of that youth group that you were talking about. I didn't quite
know. I will.
Yeah, because I will definitely get in contact with them. Thank you so much, Sophia. Wow.
Thank you. Nice meeting you all. Good luck with your march.
Thank you as well.
Well, now we're going to take a real quick musical break before I have Leslie Graves on. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful interview. And I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs, which is called, the song is called The Songs of the Ancestors. So another one by Metsy Rose and the Women's Chorus. Future is in our hands, but we'll never get it in our hands if we don't march and we don't vote. Very, very important. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And with me in the studio, without further ado, I'd like to introduce my next guest, Leslie Graves. Welcome, Leslie. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been so patient. I really appreciate you being here. You know, and what's so exciting is I did not know who was behind the Wednesday night market. So I really want to give you a shout out. You do a fabulous job. How do you like the new plaza?
The Courthouse Square is absolutely fabulous for events. And just to be clear, the Wednesday night market has been, we're going into our 30th year. It is a volunteer board of directors that's behind the Wednesday night market. It is a market manager that takes up the reins and helps to produce the event during the season. And I've been fortunate enough to do it for the last couple years. But there's been wonderful market managers throughout those 30 years, and we owe a lot to the success to them. And we're looking forward to that 30th year and bringing a great event to downtown Santa Rosa.
Well, as a retired corporate sales manager, I know how important it is to have someone good at the helm. So congratulations once again. I love, you know, that's one thing you notice about women. Women always give credit. They'll always tell who's involved with them, how they helped, you know, and it's an amazing trait. I notice that more and more as I do this. Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about you, Leslie, because you really have an impressive resume here. Leslie started coordinating local events in Santa Rosa in 1996 while working in a local nonprofit community organization and then moving into managing events at other nonprofits and corporate retailers. Currently, she is the market and event manager for the Wednesday Night Market in downtown Santa Rosa, mixing a background of health, fitness, marketing, community development. Leslie is always up for helping to make a difference and bringing people together to celebrate community. When I read that, Leslie, I have to tell you, and I thought of what you're doing with the gathering that's going to be happening here in Santa Rosa, I had to say, absolutely true. So tell us, you know, here you are in Santa Rosa. Last year we had this 5,000 people march. I mean, it was just incredible. I remember when we turned the corner and we saw our pictures in that mirror that we have on one of the buildings. I went, oh my God, this is
awesome.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, silence. So what happened? How did you get involved? Now we're having a gathering. So tell us. And you know, one of the things, folks, I just want to make this really clear. Of course, the first question I ask is, how come it's going to be a gathering, not a march? And the reason we're not having a march is because we just had a major fire here in Sonoma County. And our police and all the different areas that need to help in a situation like this are really bogged down. And so Leslie took it upon herself to decide that we're going to have a gathering. So talk about how this happened and how you got involved.
Well, Elaine, I appreciate all of that. I want to make sure to give a shout out to the folks that did it last year. It was a great organization, great, headed up by great people. I've talked to them, lots of folks and lots of hands involved. They did an absolutely wonderful job. I believe that they had over 5,000 people. I think it was closer to 8,000 people that descended on downtown Santa Rosa last year. And you know what happens, I think, is over a year, you think that somebody else is going to take it. You know, you think somebody in the group is going to go ahead and step up and take over all of those things that were mentioned earlier, like porta potties and permits and things. And when it doesn't happen, that's okay. That's all right. There are other community members then that fill that void. And the owner of Brew Coffee and Beer House, Elise, she just simply about a week ago, put it out on Facebook, which is a great, you know, medium for people to gather and bring themselves together. She put it out there. Why not? Why isn't there something happening in Santa Rosa? And it really goes to a testament to what is happening with the women's events all over the nation this year, is to continue hearing our voice and then to hear our vote. So in doing that, putting that out there on Facebook and saying, why not? She, with all of her beautiful ability to bring the community together at her establishment, had people like myself raising our hands on that Facebook post saying, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I'm fortunate enough to have some resources and to have a little bit of extra time and the know-how to make it happen. And there's others that have stepped in as well to help. And we're lucky that we've got this beautiful courthouse square that was designed impeccably, and the city has put so much energy and effort into having it. And then it's open and it's available on Saturday, the 20th. So at 10 o'clock, meet us there, and we're going to have an enormous rally and gathering and bringing lots of people together. So I'm very excited.
Well, as you know, Leslie, I'm president of the National Organization for Women. I love to brag. Anyway, and we will definitely be down there with our table. I mean, when I first found out about it, first I was trying to check it out. There was two Annas that were involved last year when they did a marvelous, I mean, oh my God, it was a great, 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 great program. And I emailed one of them, and that's how I found out that you were doing the, you know, that you were doing the march. And I got so excited, not only being able to bring you down on such short notice, but, you know, I need to inject something. This is typical of women. You know, we pull things together. I mean, our kids, all of a sudden, your kid comes home, we're going to have a party, a bake sale at school before you know it. You know, I mean, we're that's just our nature. So tell us some of the people that are coming together. I know you're going to have some speakers, and you're going to have a rally, and there's going to be all kinds of things that are happening. So why don't you talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, again, it was last minute. It's so fortunate that we have such generous souls in our community. These are the people that stand up consistently in order to represent community, in order to have a voice. And within that, we have our third district supervisor, Shirley Zane, will be at speaking,
okay,
as well as we have our fifth district supervisor, Linda Hopkins, who recently in December of 2017 wrote an op-ed piece for the Press Democrat around the Me Too movement. So it's wonderful to have her join us. We have Senator Mike McGuire from our second district here in the state, and he will be representing. And,
oh,
you know,
my God, Mike McGuire's coming.
Mike McGuire will be there. And
I'm in love with him.
as many of us are, right? Beautiful voice, too. And Mike McGuire, a great advocate for the environment. We have
Before you do, I got to tell you a little story about Mike McGuire. We had the 40th anniversary for KBBF, and I called Mike. We're dear friends of his. And I says, Mike, is there any chance that you could come to the 40th anniversary? We're having an auction. He got up there. I forgot how much money he raised, but he did an auction. I mean, you would not have believed. He brought the house down, and we raised. It was just marvelous. So thank you, Mike McGuire. Go ahead.
Mike McGuire, yes, he's going to have a great job as an auctioneer when he gets done with his political career. I believe. The Santa Rosa Vice Mayor, Chris Rogers, first to step on board as a speaker. And I love Chris Rogers at the Wednesday Night Market. Just have to give him a little plug. He was sitting out there in our free speech area holding his office hours week after week. He is a person that is always about community engagement. So I really appreciate Chris Rogers, our Vice Mayor. And Jenny Chamberlain, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce president.
Oh, she, what great,
wonderful, right?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes. And all of those wonderful names, and there's still more to come. That's not a complete list because I still have people that may go ahead and confirm within the next couple days. And what I'm really excited about is that we have three students from the Santa Rosa City Schools. I'm going to list them off right here. From Santa Rosa High School, Milo Thompson, Kelly Flesher from the Santa Rosa Middle School, and also from Santa Rosa Middle School, Morgan Berghoff. All three of those students will be talking about the issue of gender inequality when it comes to things like dress code. So wonderful to have the youth voice and empower them.
Well, just a moment, Leslie. I got to get clear. You pulled all this together in 1 week?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to make that a precedent. I don't for those community groups that are out there looking to pull off something very short. I don't know that I could do it again. It's because this movement is so important, and because so many people wanted that option to have something in downtown Santa Rosa that made that possible. It was not about me. It's about the larger movement.
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Because I personally think that people are not only ready for change, we're ready to take more risk to make change happen. Because I'm thinking of our two guests, the first guest we had on from Sonoma. We have a little 4-year-old, and now that's 5, and a little 10-year-old. I mean, this is what Women's Spaces is all about. In fact, I just want to remind you, I gave each one of the guests in the studio a little present. And in that little present is our signature poem that motivates this program. It's called I Am Women, I Am All Women. So please read that, because that's the whole idea of the Women's March. Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to do a little round robin here today. Any last words that you have, Leslie, and then give us your where it's going to be, where people meet, and then let's go over to you, Amy, and let's go over to you, Angela. So we'll just kind of have a where they come. And I encourage the women and men. I think it's great. We have Chris Roberts. We have Mike McGuire. You know, one of the things that we have to get really clear, because I know that men oftentimes have some issues around when they see women being empowered and speaking out. Well, you know, it's very important to recognize, why is Chris Rogers going to be there and why is Mike McGuire going to be there? Because they support women. They let them know. So all men are welcome to support and to honor what women are trying to say. Because you have to remember one thing. We bring the future forward. We need to secure that future. I don't care if you have children or you don't have children. You are a woman. Each and every one of us is responsible for the future of our children. And that's what's coming to the forefront. And all men that are willing to stand with us, we welcome 1,000%. But remember the word, stand with us, not against us. So just wanted to say that. So go ahead. Let's start here. We'll go from Sonoma to Santa Rosa. How about you give us the website one more time and where everybody's gathering?
Well, if you put in Women's March Sonoma Valley 2018, links you to our event page in Sonoma Valley. And our email address is womensmarchsonomavalley@gmail.com. Our event starts next Saturday, the 20th at noon in the Sonoma Plaza.
Okay, how about you, Leslie? Give it one more time.
Yes. So downtown Santa Rosa, the newly reunified Courthouse Square, we're starting at 10 a.m. in the square. We're going until 11:30 a.m. That's allowing you to go to other wonderful events like in Sonoma, in Sebastopol.
By the way, we're celebrating the annexation of Roseland.
This is true. The annexation of Roseland does happen in Roseland. Excuse me. The welcome celebration of Roseland does begin at noon in Roseland at the Roseland Village, right there on Sebastopol Road. And so you can take in more than one event in the day. It is certainly possible. Our event starts at 10 a.m. Courthouse Square, goes to 11:30. We have wonderful speakers. We have great community groups. Please go to our Facebook page. Go ahead and type into Facebook the Santa Rosa Women's Rally and Gathering, and you should find all the information right there. Check out the Press Democrat. There was a great article highlighting the event in Sonoma Valley and at the plaza there, as well as the Santa Rosa and the Sebastopol event. There's lots for everybody, and we certainly do rise together and make it to where it is for everyone.
Hey, thank you, Catherine Barnett from the Press Democrat, for making sure that a story got in there. I know she was behind it. Well, thank you, ladies. What a wonderful show. That's it for our show. Special thank you to Amy Gallagher and Angela Ryan from Sonoma, Sophia Andre from San Francisco, and Leslie Graves from Santa Rosa, all talking about the Women's Marches gathering happening this Saturday. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin King. You will always be in our hearts and minds as we dream with you. This is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.